So,
in the same question of
propane. Just let me complete this. Okay, tell me.
In the same question.
So, if we say that God knows everything, so He also sees bad things happening. Some crime, some rape, some murders, terrorism. Why doesn't He stop it? See, in this world is basically given for souls who want to live separate from God. That's why in general, Krishna does not manifest His omnipotence here. It is His Godhood itself, omnipotence, omniscience. He does not directly manifest it here. It is there for those who want to see it. But it is not explicitly seen. Why? Because the souls here want to live godlessly. And this world is a facility for souls who want to live godlessly. So, because of that, Krishna allows people to act the way they want, within certain limits. And those limits are fixed by our past karma. So, for example, an ant, by its past karma, has a small body. So, it can bite and cause a certain amount of hurt. But a crocodile, by its past karma, has a big body. And it can consume a person also. So, similarly, if we see, there are some people who, by their... So, what all a person can do, that depends not just on their free will, it also depends on their past karma. It in a good sense also. Some people may want to do good, but these people may not have much, may not get much power or position, they can't do much good. Somebody else may get a lot of good power, position, they may be able to do good. So, first of all, we have our desires, and secondly, we have our karmic scope or karmic range. So sometimes, say a person like Hitler, by his past karma, he was meant to become charismatic. He was meant to become influential. He was meant to become powerful. But he could have used his free will to become all that in a positive way. And he used it in a negative way. So all the negative consequences came over there. So say his karma, by his karma, he was meant to be powerful for 15 years. And in this 15 years, because he had that karma to be powerful, he was powerful. And nobody could counter him during that time. And he caused a lot of havoc. Now, he was allowed to cause that havoc because he had earned the credits for having that much power and influence in his past life. And all those who suffer at that time, that means they had done some karma because they had to suffer. Now, of course, this does not mean that everything is all right. Because when we are dealing in this world, we have to look at people from this life's perspective. From this life's perspective, the Jews were innocent. The Jews were brutally slaughtered, and that's a ghastly thing. And Hitler is terribly culpable for that. But from the karmic perspective, which is multi-lifetime, so when some people do some terrible wrongdoings, so whether they succeed in doing it, that depends on what kind of karma they have. So our karma, our past karma, determines our capacity. But our present choices, they depend on our mentality. So my capacity I'll always have by my past karma. But by my mentality, I will decide how I will use those choices. So Krishna also, he sees what I am doing. But if, say, by my karma, I have been given the ability to speak in a very influential way and to influence people, then I'll be able to influence people. But I will have the capacity to choose whether to influence people positively or to influence them negatively. So that is the extent of the choice that we have, that it is driven by our past karma. The fact of the free will is always there. But how much we will be able to use our free will? And some people, if they have some karma, they may be able to use their free will for an enormous degree. And they may cause enormous damage. But then they will also get enormous consequences also for that.
But God being all